Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, you have to look for the good in everything, Dan. I told you this.
Yes.
When I fell a week ago Sunday and broke 6 ribs in this hunting accident.
Duck hunting accident.
The gods kind of aligned for, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't call it a miracle. The fact that it didn't hit my head was close to a miracle. The fact that I didn't puncture a lung was another one. So I'm feeling pretty good about my experience. But as you can imagine, I have a lot of faith, and I think that played a part in it. And our next guest is Dr. Mark Siegel. He's, of course, a Fox News commentator. You hear him on there all the time. He's a contributor. He's also a clinical professor of medicine at NYU, and he's got a brand new book out called The Miracles Among Us. Dr. Siegel, good morning to you.
Great to see you, Mark. It's in pre-orders through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Fox News Books for another week, and then it hits the stands.
Well,
are there any stands left?
You know, when you talk about modern medicine and faith, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they think of those two things at the same time. As a medical doctor, what have you seen in your career that's led you to write this book?
First of all, it's really important that we don't separate these things out, because life is precious and there's a spiritual existence and a soul. And you actually, as a physician, can acknowledge that to yourself, and it doesn't compromise your science. So they're not separate. The only way that they get separated is if somebody doesn't count on the spiritual existence or the mental and the physical together, and then they start discounting a life. So the idea that you have an awareness of a greater reality helps you as a physician in a very, very positive way. And we've lost sight of that. And the technology we see, the growth of modern technology, can be seen as God's hands, if you will, that we have an ability to cure and heal that we never had before, but we need to use it judiciously and with God's guidance.
I saw you on Fox News this morning and just talking also about the connection that you have through some of the military that you've worked with and their deep faith in many cases, right?
And we're talking about it at a time when psychedelic drugs are becoming more and more under the spotlight as potential use for post-traumatic stress disorder. And I would also say that faith and healing, joint healing and togetherness and getting outside yourself and exercise, extreme exercise, like I've ridden mountain bikes with the former President Bush and the vets, all of that helps. And that's not to discount medication, but I think faith is a big, big part of how to recover from traumatic experiences.
What are some
especially,
of the...
by the way, tomorrow's Veterans Day, and today we honor the 250th anniversary of the Marines.
So. Amen.
That's a great point. Dr. Mark Siegel, our guest right now. What is maybe an example that you highlight in the book where you saw that faith make a difference in somebody's treatment?
But it's constant. You know, it's constant. I've had multiple examples where that occurs. The one that comes to mind as you bring it up is former CDC Director Bob Redfield. His son got in a really severe accident and hit his head. When he got to the Jackson Memorial in Miami, they said, look, he's in a very deep coma. He's not going to wake up. He's blown a pupil. But they really bad signs. They managed to, through various maneuvers, they got him stabilized. He still was in a deep coma. They flew him up to Maryland Shock Trauma, where Dr. Redfield knows the head of it, Tom Scalia, who's an amazing, amazing physician. And they did all kinds of things over the months with various ways of decreasing pressure in the brain. But the three of the main lobes of the brain were badly damaged. And his brother, Bobby Redfield III, who's a transplant surgeon, said he's never going to recover. And Redfield III doesn't really believe. He's not a disbeliever, but he doesn't really believe. But what happened was, over time, Danny Redfield got better and better and better and better. Now he's fully recovered, and he's actually out there playing golf and beating his old scores. But
wow.
But all of this was occurring with Bob Redfield, the former CDC director, praying every day, and his wife praying every day, and some Franciscan nuns up in Poughkeepsie that he's friends with since the HIV era, praying every day. And he's very connected to the Catholic Church. And one little funny story from that is, he tells me in an interview for this book, he says to me, one day I'm sitting there in a cafeteria with my son, and he's awake now, and he says, I say to him, you're not looking at me quite the right way. What's the matter with your vision? Are you seeing double? And Danny says, no, I can't see out of my right eye at all. So Redfield goes back to God and he says, you promised me a full recovery. This is not I don't consider this a full recovery. So I said to Redfield, you criticized the Lord over this?
Oh, my goodness.
And 2 weeks later, he says, of course I did. He believes in direct prayer to God. 2 weeks later, Danny could see fully well out of both eyes.
Wow.
So, you know, God is in our lives, and he's a personal God as well as overseeing the universe, of course. And the other thing is that God sees down the road, meaning that we question, why does one person survive and why not another? But those miracles are understood by God when God decides to bring a miracle. Of course, life is a miracle, and we learn that in medical school on day one.
Right.
Start studying the human body, you see evidence of God right there.
Amen. Dr. Siegel, I've also heard you on Fox many, many times talking about trying to reduce screen time for kids and adults and getting out and enjoying God's creations, God's nature, you know, touching earth, touching grass. How valuable is that in your eyes to be physically active, to be outdoors, to get away from screens and monitors and politics and everything?
Well, that's a really profound point. I mean, I'm actually struggling, as you say that, with trying to figure out whether I think iPhones and social media are God's creation or the devil's making them. And it's really hard to know, right?
Right.
But one thing's for sure. The other point you made is totally right, which is communing with nature and getting back to basics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And love and kindness and courage and faith. It's a very simple formula where you decide as you wake up in the morning that there's a greater force than you that rules the world. And you better be afraid of that force, not about each other. You learn love and kindness. Cardinal Dolan said something to me a few weeks ago that was really profound. He said, we can have all the political strife we want, but we should love each other. We can disagree on principles, on points, but we should love each other. And a new study out just from Northwestern actually shows that the same areas of the brain are involved, the right frontal area of the brain involved in both miracles, belief in miracles, and belief in political ideology. So we can actually replace one with the other, do what's healthier for us.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And Cardinal Dolan's a St. Louisan, by the way, I'll point out. You guys stole him from us.
What a beautiful city, St. Louis, and great steakhouses, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Dr. Mark Siegel, the book is The Miracle, The Miracles Among Us. And again, you say it's available for pre-order right now?
Pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Fox News Books, and it'll be out on the 18th in a week.
Outstanding.
So, get your books.
Well, nice. Dr. Siegel,
it's a book of stories. It's a lot of fun. Like I told some of the stories now, it's a book of stories of people that I either knew directly, patients of mine, my family, or stories that I heard, and then I went and interviewed everyone to figure it out.
Do you have some chapters in there about COVID? I know you were very, very involved in that COVID time.
Yeah, I was involved. There was a lot of miracles involved with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, with people that made it off the respirator. Sam Rodriguez is in my book, Pastor Sam, and he had his daughter, had just had a baby and was in the ICU and was dying of COVID. And Sam was praying for her, and she was visited by angels, and she recovered.
Wow.
And it isn't, you know, it's a combination. I don't want people out there listening to think, I believe, you know, forget about the science. It's not. It's hand in hand. The science goes hand in hand with faith.
God is science.
Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Good to get him on here. The Miracles Among Us is the name of his book, if you're looking for a great Christmas gift for someone.
That is great.
I believe there was something higher involved in this. I didn't even get a bruise.
That's insane.
I broke 6 ribs in this fall, not from a tree stand, as somebody said on social media earlier, but from ground level down into a duck blind against a steel rail, and I didn't have a single bruise, but I broke 6 ribs. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened.
I don't
happened.
Even know like, how that happened.
You would think instant contusion and blood pooling where that, you know, just the blow itself hit.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's miraculous that you have no bruising. Wow.
Yeah.
But, man, if you all could see, if you're watching on Facebook, you'll see every breath this guy takes is hurting him. And he's hanging in there. Well, you
just
are.
Just depends on how I move.
You're doing That's great, right. but...
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, it's amazing you're in here, to be quite honest with you.
It is Minority Monday for Dan's segment. We're going to get to that coming up. Next hour, we'll check in with Ryan Schmelz from D.C. and see if he can sort out this mess. The Senate's voted. Now the House has to vote before the government can reopen. So we're in progress. We'll get to Ryan coming up after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.